Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Today's guest featured on Bravo, ABC, MTV, TLC, Marie Claire, The New York Post, The Hot Mess Comedy Hour, her new show. Well, this is season two anyway. It's a weekly live show. You can see it online. What a Delight with Chelsea White. Here she is. What a Delight.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Keith.
How you doing, Chelsea?
I'm so well, so good. Whichever is grammatically correct is the way I feel.
Can't beat that. Last time Chelsea was on, it was in May. So I don't have a calculator, but what's that? 4 months or so?
That was more recently than I thought.
We were talking about the abortion bans in Georgia, Alabama, Missouri, Mississippi, Ohio, Kentucky.
What a delight.
Still happening.
Still going on.
Everything's great.
We, of course, also talked about your tattoos.
We did.
And I just want to remind people about the beauty of them, okay?
I have a new one since last time.
Of course you do, Chelsea. That's why you're here. Oh, and you have a project.
I do.
Okay, so let's go back to the tattoos I know about.
Harken back, if you will.
Okay.
Showing it to Antonio.
Now, you remind me how many of these are sober or done drunk?
Okay. My first one, I was in a near blackout. I remember bits and pieces. My second one... that says you're doing great, which you guys adore.
You're doing great is all on the forearm, between the wrist and the elbow.
Correct. And that one was planned sober, but then happened drunk. We're in New Orleans, so I mean, you just, you're never sober there.
There's gumbo, jazz, tits, and tattoos.
Exactly. And then the third one I got, actually, the coordinates of where I grew up, that was totally sober.
Yes. And so, then, okay. So you have the coordinates.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what did you?
41 degrees.
What did you print out, Keith?
But the tattoos. It's shocking to me. So, is that house even still
there?
Where
did you get a picture of my tattoo?
Like I broke into your diary. This is 4 months ago. You gave it to me.
Okay, so the coordinates
she
are
was
actually,
in a blackout last time she was here.
Yeah. I'm in a blackout right now. No, the coordinates of that I have were just my best friend and I from like growing up. We just like Googled the coordinates of our hometown. But then we looked on where the coordinates were, and they're sort of like in the town center. We're like, that's fine. So it's not a specific house. It's like a block. Although we did, I can't remember if I said this last time, but my friend and I talked about like going and finding the nearest house to those coordinates and showing up and being like, we woke up with these on us. Can you help us?
Oh my God, it's so good.
Here's another clue I have. I'm doing great. And then on your wrist, it's a tattoo that looks like one of those robot tests.
Yeah.
Right? It's like the letters, but it's all lines and fucked up. And
it's the initials of my two best friends, two of my best friends from college, and my own initials. So it's BKC. But we asked.
No, it's not.
It is, but we asked the tattoo guys.
To get drunk?
I'm drunk, so you be drunk. It's like when I wrote The Great American Novel, I wrote it drunk, so I made sure I edited it drunk. This is what you did.
They're just like, yeah, we told them to take 11 shots and then try to write the letters BKC.
But like the C has like a line through, a horizontal line.
That was just the font, but I know it's insane. It looks like a bird or something. Like, I don't know. Dealer's choice.
We can what do go you think with it bird looks like? If you don't cry.
Yeah, it really looks like I'm trying to get on a website and they're making sure I'm not a bot. That's what this looks like.
It looks like CAPTCHA.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see my tattoo? Name all the street signs. It's on my torso. Chelsea, you can follow online. I'm looking at this tweet.
Wait, does she have a new one?
Do you want to know of the new one?
Oh, yeah.
So it says Matka Boja.
Hold on. Sorry.
Okay.
So it's on your other forearm.
It's on the other forearm.
You don't fuck around. It takes up your whole forearm.
It's like my whole fucking arm. It says Matka Boja, which is Slovak, which is my whole mother's side of the family is Slovak. So we did sort
did
of
you
like
take a spit test at least?
We did.
Like, what if it's not? You don't know. She doesn't know. I found out I'm Jewish. My dad denies it. He knows more than a scientist.
I did do Ancestry.
Okay.
It seems to mostly agree. But so we went to Slovakia this summer for sort of like a heritage trip. We hired this like tour guide who had this genealogist who found some of our like distant relatives. And then I got a tattoo in Slovakia. In Slovak, it translates to mother.
Things are not great.
It translates to please leave our country. No, it translates to mother of God, which is which is used like colloquially, like as a turn of phrase in amongst people who are Slovak, as like the way we would be like, ah, Jesus fucking Christ, you know, like, ah, Matka Boja, ah, Mother of God. So okay. It's the thing I remember my grandma saying most growing up.
So it's not like you're a queen or a princess. No, it means
it's like,
fuck.
It's like, ah, God, yeah, like, ah, Jesus.
What a way to live.
So Matka Boja.
And, yeah, and that's on you.
That's on me.
When you put your hands in there, like, ay, caramba, you see it right there.
Yeah, everyone does.
On your forearm inside.
My grandma's turning in her grave. She would be horrified.
Yeah, how bored do you get? Get another cat. How many do you have? How many cats?
I only have two. I need another.
Well, three wouldn't kill you.
I need another.
Sometimes I'm like, this person has too many cats. Not you. I'm buying you one tonight.
Not yet. Don't threaten me with a good time, Keith.
Do they... When you come into the tattoo shop,
yeah,
does everybody drop everything and start clapping?
They're like, how's she gonna fuck up her life this time?
Do you ever?
That's why I had to get one in Slovakia. No one here will see me anymore.
Do you ever see? Are they cool? Like, some barbershops are cool to hang out in.
Yeah.
Are some tattoo shops, like, they're cool people to talk to and people just need friends?
Well, this one in Slovakia, like, he was pretty cool. I'm telling the first one, I was in a blackout. They seemed like humans.
They sound real decent.
They seem like
you were blacked out.
I was like, I think we want like be Casey. I like vomit in this shop and I'm like, anyways, no. Right. Come on. I vomited on the street earlier. They didn't see it.
They didn't smell it. If she don't know, I don't know. At the Chelsea White, she rates, is it absolutely disgusting and diabolical or only tacky to put pics of yourself that you've cropped your ex out of as your Tinder pics, asking for a friend, and because I just swiped past my ex.
Let's go.
So ex put a picture of him, cropped you out,
yes,
so that he can get laid, and Chelsea adds, wait, okay, I should have also mentioned that the pic he cropped me out of wasn't just like any one of 100 pics. It was a pic we both had framed. Okay. It was our pic.
I was shocked. So I did that as a Twitter poll.
He just sounds ugly.
You
can't find a new pretty picture of
you? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, he was the one I was talking about last time, or maybe I shouldn't say that. Can you sue me for defamation? I may or may not have been talking about him last time. We did not have the best relationship. Don't send your lawyers. I was shocked that I did that as a Twitter poll, and by and large, the majority of people said, like, it's no big deal. It's like, maybe it's tacky, but who cares? Like,
68% say tacky, 32% disgusting and diabolical.
I was shocked by that, but that's why I added the like, more information that it was a special picture to us, which I just think is, maybe it's not diabolical, but at best, it's kind of just, like, bizarre and, like,
well, think about the feeling. This is what I thought, because at first I was like, it's petty. He's petty. He sounds ugly, and he sounds like the only good light he catches is when he's next to you.
Oh, it's so lovely to say.
But yes, the way I see it is, if I went on an app now,
right,
and I'm like, what picture do I want? It's not like it's 20 years ago where you have to like go and get it developed and whatever. I can literally take a picture of myself now and upload it in a world where you should. When did you break up? A year ago?
We broke up in November.
Okay. Where you had months, you haven't had one picture that you're going to put new.
Right.
Is a in little like, a year? It's twisted. It's weird.
It is weird. It'd be like putting a picture up, but I photoshopped out my ring.
Yes.
Because that was an old relationship. I'll find a new one.
Yeah. Right? New picture.
It's just weird. It's like, don't you have enough picture? That couldn't possibly have been the only picture.
Also, he's probably, honestly, if he's doing that, and I see that because you can see it most likely,
right,
then you're probably sending me old dick pics. And to be honest, I'd rather the old dick pics because your dick probably looks the same. But did you get like totally disgusting in the last few months?
Well, and also it was a picture from like, we were together a little over 2 years. It was a picture from the very beginning of our relationship. It wasn't
yeah, he's ugly.
It's fucked up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what's throwing people is the word diabolical, and it doesn't throw me.
Aggressive.
But I'll say to people, my dad, I realize he's evil. And they'll be like, evil Keith? I'm like,
sure.
Well, I don't know. He's not cutting out my soul. Like, what are words, right? Yes, right. Evil. People that say they can't hate somebody.
Right.
Because, you know, and the word diabolical is throwing them. It's diabolical. It's fucking weird.
Yeah. You should say, like, when someone's like, really, your dad evil? You should just be like, yeah, he's Trump. Just right. And then you can then finally like, consider that someone's right. dad could be evil.
Sure.
You know, like, didn't Hitler have kids?
Sure.
How did many he? Did Osama bin Laden have?
I mean,
maybe one of his kids are going, my dad's really mean. Maybe a little bit.
Like when the new relationship says, well, where'd you get that picture from? You know, by the way, keep right. keep the ex, you're attractive. Keep the ex Thank in the you. Picture.
I mean, to,
when I yeah. go for a new job,
it's a flex,
I don't
right?
cut out my last job. I show you. Look what
like,
I can
look
get.
What I did.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's weird. I can Thank one up you. You though, if you can believe
oh
it.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
My ex, while we were still together, married, took pictures that we considered our engagement photos. Cut me out of that. Put that on Craigslist, Tinder, and all the apps. Thank you. Very good. Take a picture of that. Oh that's God. The face everyone should have oh when I tell that story. God. Yep.
Okay, well, that's...
Yeah.
So you get it.
But I think...
And that is a
I think those
story.
Two should get together. They have great ideas.
Should we hook the... Yeah, we should hook yeah. them up.
Diabolical, disgracefully bad or unpleasant. There you
so
go.
There you go. It just... Yeah, we think of it as like demonic, but that's... Yeah, it's just yeah. very bad.
Very good. Those are words. Those are accurate words. You Thank were you. Right.
Thank you, guys.
Speaking of diabolical, and I mean evil, the other day I was talking about Antonio Brown. He played oh for the God. Pittsburgh. Well, somebody picked up a paper.
He played, I'm a Steelers fan. I'm a see? Diehard.
Oh, him too.
He played for Pittsburgh. He's been getting more and more eccentric. In fact, the rumor is he might have CTE. He refuses to wear the proper helmet. He wears an outdated helmet, so he feels he gets a better vision of the field. Now, he's amazing, so what am I going to do? Tell him he's wrong? Meanwhile, his brain is turning into mush.
I mean, he probably does get better vision until he gets knocked and then
no vision. Right. So enjoy it now, he's saying. So he leaves Pittsburgh. He's very eccentric. He's, you know, he wants to be, you know, flown in on a hot air balloon on one of these game days. You know, he's very bombastic. To me, that kind of stuff is exciting. He's at the Raiders for like, 30 minutes. Then recently, very recently, in fact, Sunday, he was signed to the New England Patriots as if they need another ace in the hole. So I'm saying about this, almost like it's whimsical. Pick up the paper today. Antonio Brown sued for rape, one woman, three charges. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think, and I'll tell you the dates, this is some time ago. Do you think he's really fucking with the powers that be, calls the owner or the coach of the Raiders a cracker, makes it public? Do you think the powers that be are like, you know what, fuck you. We're not covering up this rape anymore. I don't know.
Oh, like as if all along it had been
if
floating
behaved,
and they finally just said, okay, let's let,
yeah, fuck
let
you.
It fly free.
Maybe. Oh, like sit down and be humbled.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know though, because how could they have silent? I mean, like, what were they paying the woman off to keep quiet?
And LOL, then
they
said, how never do you mind. Silence well,
that's
a woman?
What I'm
Is
saying.
That your question?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God.
How were they not like, right. I think that, I don't know if that tracks.
Masters of the universe. Yeah. How are you silencing?
Right. You say, yeah, we're looking into it. The end. Mm-hmm. You know? New England Patriots superstar receiver Antonio Brown. That I like that. So he slid over just in time. He's a New England player. Hasn't played a game yet. He's New England, not Pittsburgh.
Disgusting sentence I've ever heard.
New England Patriots superstar receiver Antonio Brown allegedly raped and otherwise sexually assaulted a woman who was his personal trainer, according to a federal lawsuit that was just filed in Florida. Brittany Taylor claims that Brown attacked her twice in 2017 and once in 2018 while he was with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Taylor... A gymnast who met Brown in a Christian student athletes group at Central Michigan University says in the suit that he reached out to her in June of 2017 via Facebook, asking for help to strengthen his ankle flexibility. It was during two training sessions that Brown began to abuse her, she claims. In the first alleged incident, he exposed himself and forcibly kissed her without permission in June 2017. At another training session weeks later, Brown allegedly sneaked up behind Taylor as she was watching a church service on her iPad.
Jesus.
He then masturbated and ejaculated on her back. Oh my. Ooh, she told him. And he said, supposedly, oh, B, you know I'm sorry. Brown and Taylor cut ties for months after that incident, but eventually reunited when he reached out to her again in 2018. In the third incident, Brown forced her face into a mattress on May 20th, 2018, raped her, the suit states. Fuck. She tried to fight him off, screaming no and stop. That took place after Taylor went with Brown, another football player and several friends, to a club in the Miami area. Brown claims he had consensual sex with Taylor and accused her of trying to shake him down for money. His lawyer says Mr. Brown's accuser has continually posted photographs of Mr. Brown on her social media in an effort to financially benefit from his celebrity, which happens to be Weinstein's defense. It happens to be, you know, the president of CBS's defense. It's always it's always the same words.
That's why she tolerated the first two, is because it is helping her. That's her job. I mean, that's why we tolerate anything.
Or also just when all these, you know, stories that have been finally coming out over the years, and it's just, that's part of the psychology of it. Like, you're immediately trying to just, like, process it and make it be okay. And, you know, it's almost like a weird, I mean, and I'm sure I'm speaking people listening who are more educated on the subject than I am. You can educate me on Twitter if I'm speaking correctly. But there's some psychology to it where you're like, you know, wanting to just, it's been like proven that so many women who have been assaulted almost like feel the need to pull that abuser like into their life in these ways to like figure out, well, that must have been a mistake. Let's make it okay. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Like, yeah. I think I could think of two situations that I was in where afterwards I wanted to make it better. I just, the first guy I ever dated, we were playing, like, I was a virgin. And we were playing just outside, and then all of a sudden it was inside, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, this isn't how I wanted this to happen. And, you know, I'm like, well, what are we doing? He goes, this is so laughable. We're making love. And I was like, no, I've never done this before, but that is not how I would describe this. Right. And it was gentle, and it was fine, but it was so not fine. So what do you call that?
Exactly.
What do you call it? Like, I'm right there with you. You know, we're naked, like all this shit. So, but I dated that guy.
Yeah. Right.
For months. I'm like, no, that's not the person he is. If I date him, then there was this weird psychology there.
That's a perfect example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still have the last Madden football game, which has Antonio Brown on the cover. Mm. And I'm old school. I have the actual, you know, DVD. What do I do with that? Do I mark it out? It's a fun game.
Jerk off to it. Get back at him.
You know what you do? Here's how you find out if he really does it. Did it. You say to his lawyer, would you say these charges are laughable and and incomprehensible? Would you say that? Anytime they say that, they're guilty. You know, another accuser for Cosby. They go laughable. Laughable. Right. 60 women now. Laughable.
Do you think it has, if one of these has something to do with the other, a guy with a huge ego that goes like, you know, I can miss the first day of that game because I was doing this other thing and never told anybody I was doing a Drake video.
Right.
I want to land in on a hot air balloon. I think that I'm allowed to do all these things and I'm allowed to do everything. So I'm allowed to have sex with this woman. Like that would be the rapist. Does that make sense?
Of course it makes sense.
There's like, I don't know if like, If it correlates that you live your life in demands and people, you know, succumb to them like very easily, even when they're crazy, that you can understand even, and you do understand, there's no mistake about it, but you won't accept a no, even when it's crazy. You're just like,
you don't think,
even exist.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think this news story came out and an innocent Antonio Brown went, God, that's bad timing. I've been an asshole for fun lately. You know what I mean? What are the chances that that's what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't been looking good in the papers. This will add to it. I shouldn't have called the guy a cracker.
Right, right, right.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I don't think anything's going to happen to him.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Troy Allen was a guest that mentioned about his dad. He found out his dad was a pedophile, had sex with three of his sisters, all three. The neighborhood, et cetera. I put up the poll. Were you
had sex with all three of his sisters, and the neighbors, the neighborhood, et cetera.
Right.
Okay. Now we can move on.
Well, he went to he was in other countries also.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Were you sexually abused as a child? Is the poll that I put up at the time? 20% of the audience say yes.
Wow.
I thought it was more because I don't know. Well, as a child, I guess it's different.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, that's high. Don't get me wrong. But like you kind of always meet someone who something happened to them as a kid.
Yeah. 100% agree. Yeah.
Like I'm not talking about like, and it runs the spectrum. Right. So it's not like daily by your father or whatever all the time.
Exactly. Just a, like you were describing, like it's a little bit in that just this, something about this felt not okay. Like not necessarily that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. like ancestors. Oh my God.
And to me, it kind of goes with this poll that we put up. It's a new poll, but it was with the show Sticks and Stones with Jay Nogg and Luke Tuma this week. And I wrote, have you ever seriously considered suicide? 51% yes.
Wow.
That I didn't know it'd be that high.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Have you seriously considered it?
Seriously, yeah, to consider it. Or you wonder, I mean, I'm sure it's varying degrees of consider. Like, I wonder what everyone clicking consider.
Well, I think you go from
consider.
I think you either consider it or you try it or you don't. Like, I thought of that too before I met Keith, and this is why. Because I'm like, oh, suicide is such an easy thought in my head, or was such an easy thought in my head. It was like one of my options always when things were dark. And I didn't know that that was weird until I met Keith. And I'm like, you ever? I thought everyone just had a suicidal thought, like, oh, I'll kill myself, whatever.
Passing, yeah.
Yeah, high school, whatever. You don't think of killing yourself.
No, but when I used to date, they would say, are you having a good time? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I can always kill myself. You know, this is okay. This isn't so bad. I remember being a kid and my report card was very bad. And I knew I'd get in so much trouble that, and I was bullied in school. And I'm like, maybe I'll just kill myself. Mm. That's
so
when I seriously considered.
How young? Like elementary school? High school?
High school.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a serious
thought. Maybe 16, 17, maybe.
Yeah.
How long did that last?
Enough that I remember it.
Yeah.
I'm 45.
No, I mean, like, well, you just got your report card. Was it over after you showed the report card?
And, No. It was a couple days, I'm sure.
Lingered. Yeah.
A couple days of you considering it?
Yeah.
Do you think that you have the capability of doing it? Because after all
I do.
After all these suicidal thoughts that I've had, I'm like, I know I'm a person who won't kill themselves. Yeah. Because I only get to a very specific dark place. And if I would have been a person who killed myself, I would have.
Right.
So I think that that is another level or a different place.
Right.
Where should we put you, Chelsea?
I think I'm just too scared of the concept of death. Mm. I don't think I've ever, definitely I've never seriously considered it. Although as much as I would say the thought of all of our inevitable demise terrifies me, I have a cross stitch in my bathroom that my friend made for me that is from some e-cards. Remember this?
Yeah, not says, the Dalai Lama.
Right, not the Dalai Lama. Just, you know, someone more important. Some of your cards. It says, when work feels overwhelming, remember that you're going to die. And that does relax me. If I'm stressed, I'm like, fuck it, we're all going to die someday. Nothing matters. And then I'm like, that's a good place to be.
It's true.
Live right there. Yeah.
Right. Now, there's things to look forward to. There's a new Monopoly game that celebrates women called Ms. Monopoly.
Stop it. Stop really? It. That anti celebrates women and you need to stop.
So congratulations. You guys know Rich Uncle Pennybags, right? He's the main character with the top hat on your Monopoly game.
Is this a real thing?
Yes.
Monopoly tries to come up with something once a year. They're like, Simpsons? Oh, Simpsons worked. How about Sopranos?
Okay, Sopranos worked. Women? Uncle Pennybags has willed his empire to his niece, Ms. Monopoly. By the way, she's attractive. In Hasbro's latest iteration of its iconic board game, where female entrepreneurs and inventors are not only celebrated, but paid more than men. The first game where women make more than men, reads the bottom of the new Ms. Monopoly game. The game host character, first time being a woman. The banker gives $1,900 in Monopoly money to female players, $1,500 to each male.
Why does this feel like I'm an asshole, baby?
I agree.
They say it's a fun new take on a game that creates a world where women have an advantage often enjoyed by men.
Did they start with, it's fun? This is a fun new way to do what?
When players pass go, women again get the upper hand, receiving $240 to the men's $200.
What? This is Monopoly, but we're making up new rules. I could just take my Monopoly board and say, I'm taking more money.
It almost just feels mocking, too, since it's not reality. It's like, ladies, do you want things to be like, do you want to finally have the upper hand? That'll never happen. So luckily,
also,
you can fantasize about it.
There's now Ms. Chutes and Ladders. And now, if you get to a slide, if you're a girl, since you're wearing a skirt, you shouldn't go down the slide because your skirt might go up. So you just get to, like, skip ahead to a ladder. Fuck off. You're an asshole.
Along the way, players can pick up.
Hey, ladies, this makes it even, right? Because you start off with so much more money than men. Now, if you lose, you're a real shit fuck because we made it more than even if you think about it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This is bizarre.
The tokens include a tampon, rape accusation letter. Tokens, a barbell, because you guys can work out
oh
too.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
A glass. You guys like to celebrate.
What? Working a glass out. Of what? Like a martini glass?
Assume it's a Cosmo.
You fuck.
Or a jet plane. You've been on them.
Okay.
There's a watch that symbolizes about time for some changes.
Wait, are you being serious?
Yeah. And a white top hat token represents Mr. Monopoly passing the hat down to his niece, implying that, you know.
That she had to be given the money.
Don't dress pretty if you want to be taken seriously. Here's my hat. God. Here's a man hat. All right?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What's like the response? Do we know the response?
Is there a diaper there,
too? Are we the only people who think it's...
Carrie Gravenson brought up the point that don't worry, the $40, when you go around the board, you have to pay for your own menstrual supplies. So it kind of evens out.
Yeah, it all comes out in the wash.
I'm picturing those. Did they make new community cards? You know, mechanic treated you like an idiot. You're smart. You left angry and didn't fight it. Pay bank $6 million. You reported you were raped. Go directly to jail. I'm looking at the cover of In Style magazine, the beauty issue. And
Wait, what's the rest of the issue?
Right. ugly. What? The ugly issue.
What the fuck?
How to gain weight. 7 easy ways. The pie section.
The beauty issue. What was the last one? The computer issue?
Right.
The IT division. What happened?
So this is the beauty issue. They're going to cover beauty in this. In
Next
style.
Month, it's nice. Alcohol and fun.
And it's a picture of Jennifer Aniston. And she is, I'll put this at keithandthegirl.com. I don't know if you can tell because this is a black and white picture, but can you tell how dark they made her?
Oh, yeah. She keeps getting more and more tan too. Yeah.
I mean, this is.
Do you remember her in the breakup? I just recently saw it again. And she's like this bizarre, the darkest color orange you can ever see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And here she looks like she's being arrested, but hot.
Her hands on her head.
Oh, Mr. Officer.
Yeah, yeah. I just played Ms. Monopoly and I guess I thought I could do things.
Maybe that's what it, like a cop thought she was black. She's so tanned.
Oh, also, okay. She looks younger than when she first started Friends. Can we not have beauty with a little age yet?
Right.
Not yet.
Not one wrinkle.
The beauty issue. Look at this. You too can be seen as smart and beautiful if we just airbrush the shit out
exactly.
of you.
Exactly.
Darken you up a bit. You still don't have to like black people. You just can be darker. Right. Not that I'm saying anything about her.
Right.
Like she's not, you know, she did color herself that way before this, but wow.
I'd
this
be
is
embarrassed.
Still beauty. It's
I would,
so boring.
I would be embarrassed by it. If I was her, this would embarrass me.
Great. We're never going to be successful.
At least she mostly looks recognizable. I mean, don't you feel like recently, I thought it was her on a couple of covers where I was like, who is that? I mean, she more or less, that's her face at least.
Yeah.
Or at least her face of the last few years.
Yeah. I mean, if I smoke more weed, yeah.
In Monopoly, there's a token for, it's wrinkle cream. It can be wrinkle cream if you want.
But it's for guys or girls, you know.
Soap for women. There's a little bar of soap that women can use.
Lotion could be used for different people in different ways.
You want to help women? Here's how you help them. Third Love. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel. Tell me I'm wrong. You go to the store, ladies, and you got to go, do I want to go one size down or one size up? The half size. 2019, a company invented the half size. Well, whatever. Here we are. Yay.
Boobs are finally caught up
right.
with feet.
Exactly.
Right. Third Love offers more than 70 sizes. You know, now here's the bad news with Third Love. You will no longer be able to get home at the end of a hard day's work and take your bra off and go, I can breathe. If you can handle that. You'll love Third Love. You'll be comfortable all day.
Yeah, there's no excuse now. Like, oh, I took off my bra. I cannot go outside again.
It's a quiz you take online, 60 seconds. They make it fun. You find out what your breast shape is. You find out your exact size, not a size that you're like, all right, close enough. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering 15% off your first order.
I have those bras, and they're the bras that don't fall off your shoulder. That's another
really?
Big thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that is fun, right, ladies? When you're out and you dress to the nines, and every so often you have to adjust yourself. Like yeah. That really keeps the fun in it.
I do love that when we talk about bras, we're ladies to Keith. Mm-hmm. You know how you ladies adjust yourself.
Hey, ladies.
With these bras.
Yes, yes,
you know,
yes.
the things you skanks had to deal with earlier.
High class shit now.
Go to thirdlove.com/KTG now to find your perfect fitting bra. Get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/KTG. Get 15% off today. All right. Okay. Well, now we're talking about 9/11. So that was some timing, Candace.
Well, I mean, that's a good segue between boobs and 9/11. Happy birthday, Emily Lubin of the Hot Mess Comedy Hour.
It's weird, those people that have the birthdays on 9/11, right?
Birthday. Also, you know what I forgot, which made me feel so good because I only remembered around like 2 p.m. today? It's my ex's birthday.
Really?
No, not anymore because it's gone. It never happened. Never forget 9/11 in one way only now.
Yeah, Candace taking it back and I'm thinking of the murders. Yeah. You don't own that day.
It's now Emily's day, period, end of story.
Well, we're going to have Sergio, a coworker of Kyle's, on, and his birthday is on 9/11. And he remembers when, you know, of course he remembers, but he remembers seeing the plane go into the second tower, and he's like, yeah, that party's definitely canceled. Oh,
yeah. No. Everyone has their own experience with 9/11.
That's absolutely right.
For sure. Your 18 years. 18-year, it's weird to say anniversary, but it's 18-year anniversary.
Somebody was born on that day.
I was just reading an article, I think it was in the Post or something, about interviewing 18-year-olds who were either like just, you know, a couple of months old or like in utero when
I think one of their like parents the were babies of 9/11. Yeah.
So wild. I think they're 18.
What's, the 18, that's weird. Like now they can 9/11 is old enough to fight in wars that started because of 9/11.
My God.
Yeah. So I was a little out and about today, and honestly, I forgot it was 9/11.
Sure.
Here and there, you kind of know and you always know, but I expected a little more to see it in New York. Yeah. You know, a lot of times you kind of like run into stuff like, oh, this is a 9/11 memorial here or people talking about it, or I don't know what I expected, but I expected it to be in my face a little bit more in New York. Didn't see a sign that today was...
Be the reverence you want to see. The great Donald Trump, before he became president of the United States, he's out campaigning, he's in New York City. He mentions 9/11 and how if he's elected president, he's going to turn New York City around.
I think what I want to do is I want to talk just for a second. I wrote this out, and it's very close to my heart because I was down there, and I watch our police and our firemen down on 7-Eleven, down at the World Trade Center. Right.
Okay, all right. He got a little confused. Sure. Oh my God. They ran out of Slurpees. Mm-hmm. All right, now Donald Trump, he's president. This is fairly recently, finally saying I'm going to give money to the first responders.
In a few moments, I will sign the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. This law makes permanent the financial support for families who lost precious loved ones as a result of September 11th attacks. It also provides pensions for those who are suffering from cancer and other illnesses stemming from the toxic debris they were exposed to in the aftermath of the attacks.
If you're a Trump handler, by the way, right now, you're probably like, okay, stop. Good. That was good. Stop. No.
Those affected were firefighters, police officers, and other first responders. And I was down there also.
Oh.
But I'm not considering myself a first responder. But I was down there. I spent a lot of time down there with you. Since September 11th, we have lost more than 2,000 first responders.
Yeah, just throwing that out there. I wouldn't. You know what, Keith Malley? I wouldn't consider myself a first responder.
I was down there.
I was down
there. Spent time down there.
You all
other
know.
Days.
You know.
May or may not have been 9/11, but at times I was down there. I mean, times.
Those of you who are down there, it's a big area, right? We might not have seen each other.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not saying I picked up.
Oh my God.
The cancer-ridden rubble with my hands and took it all the way down to the quarry myself. No, I'm not saying that. All of that. I'm not saying I'm a hero like you. I was there, in fact.
Okay. But he wasn't there.
No, he wasn't there. Wow. Not one picture.
No, but not even that. Didn't he say somewhere else that he was in New Jersey?
I was going to say, like, not even in the city. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
If he was there, oh,
you know,
we'd be hearing about it. He'd be, first of all, around that time, he'd be doing interviews. It's a big deal to have been down there. Like, not even just in the city. Even in the city, it was a big deal to be there. But to be down there, you're not like, I was down there. Anyway, have a full fucking story and there is fear in your eyes. You're not just down there.
You guys remember. You all shook my hand. So anyway, this money will go to Ugh. Why is he to eat this?
It's so bad because it's such a good thing that he signed that. It's a beautiful moment of like justice finally, you know. And, and this is 18 years later.
18 years later.
After people already died of the thing that you're signing off
as,
on.
As
now.
If a lot of this can even be reversed. These illnesses. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's 18 years later. So bad enough, it's long enough, but now you're inserting yourself as the hero.
That's is that getting like how much press is that getting? Is that just something you happen to hear? Or is that like blowing up?
Honestly, I think it's each day there's something insane and you forget about the last thing.
Right.
I forget if this was a month or so ago, but fairly recently. God. But then the next day, he's taking a Sharpie on a weather map showing that a hurricane is going to go into Alabama no matter what the National Weather Service has to say.
I can't believe that one.
And so then you're like, okay, let's talk about this now.
So you don't think there's a possibility that we're in The Sims and we're in The Matrix?
And it's not run by, everybody thinks it's, you know, successful, rich Asians. It's a kid. It's a punk kid inserted to the simulation. And, you know, even Mountain Dew couldn't keep him up.
Remember in the actual Simpsons, the show, Homer Simpson just had to press this button over and over again. He got really fat and he got one of those like dipping birds to press the button over and over again to do his job. That's what we're in right now.
Right.
Someone left their bird going, bump, bump. Just, you know, keep it raining every here and again so they have water and whatever. Goodbye.
Donald Trump, you secretly attacked Bosnia? No. You did, though. Okay. Bye. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. And then what? Nothing happens. Right. Next. I don't know why we try.
Why? Exactly.
I really don't. Next time you're stressed, go, time out. Am I stressed?
Well, Kamala Harris, they caught her talking about Donald Trump, and she said that he's mentally retarded. And so she has to apologize for that, and she does. Instead of taking a page from the winning book, I didn't say it. I didn't say it. I have the tape and the video.
Yeah.
I don't know what you
have. Fake news.
Yeah, I don't know what you think you have. I would never say that word. I'm obviously progressive.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it. I used to have a tumor. I don't have a tumor now. Am I a liar?
Yeah.
No, life works weird.
Right. No, I would never say that. I know many retards. I didn't even just say that just now. That didn't happen just now. This is not happening. Don't be retarded. You're like, oh my God. All right. I guess
it didn't happen.
I guess I woke up groggy.
Well, we're all in an experiment. Right. They keep going like, now do this. Get Trump to do this. And then they do it and they go, what you gonna do?
Yeah.
What you gonna do? You gonna walk in the streets and call it a march again? Cool story, bro. What you gonna do, podcast about it? Ooh. Maybe I'll have one or two other people not like me. I'm president, bitch!
Yeah, any of these movies, Bane from Batman, Thanos from Avengers, they really should look around and go, oh yeah, who cares? What am I trying to save, whether it's in an evil way or not?
Whatever.
Who cares? A Bond villain, like, oh, you guys are, you're your own enemy.
We're all one massage away from getting it.
Chelsea White, follow on Twitter and Instagram, the Chelsea White, thechelseawhite.com. Chelsea, you're dating somebody now.
I am.
Couple months,
oh
but
my God.
But it's love, right?
It's love. This is a monumental moment because this is the first time he has to be subjected to what I do for a living, which is like talk about
life. We broke the news.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
What do you like most about him?
Should I tell the most embarrassing, vulnerable story I can think of about him?
We were going to start with nice things. Right in. Yeah.
I mean, where do I begin? No, he's a super talented musician. He's just like kind and funny and a great communicator.
Okay.
Which is important, right?
What makes him a great communicator?
He loves watching Dateline.
That's good communication.
All we do is drink wine and watch Dateline.
First of all, that Dateline is the worst communication.
Oh, my God.
It was a sunny, rainy day.
How old is he that he watched? What is this?
So why was he outside if it was raining? Because it wasn't raining. I lied. We'll be right back. Hi, we're back. It was a Sunday. He was at church. He's always at church. So surely he'll be at church. He wasn't at church. He's never gone to that church. I made that up, too. He was at home. He hates church.
What a great show.
Yeah. But who's home? I'm like, I don't know. I assumed his own. No. My home. Fuck you. I hate that show. That show's not about communication
at
all.
You don't like Keith Morrison?
I hate all of them.
Oh my God.
Just tell your fucking story.
How do you feel about Keith Morrison?
Those shows can be 10 minutes long.
Oh my God. It's so good. I live for it. Everyone who dies always like lit up a room. That's how you know they're going to die. If anyone ever tells you that you light up a room, right. Lock yourself in a room. You in danger, girl.
The show starts and they go, this is Jessica, and she definitely did it. And I'm like, well, she didn't. She obviously didn't then.
I don't think I ever saw a Dateline. Not one.
Oh, my God. That's wild.
So we probably never dated the same guy.
Oh, my God. We should have a Dateline marathon sometime.
Okay.
So he's a good communicator because he watches Dateline.
Yeah, because he watches Dateline. No, what example can I think of? I don't know, last night I was venting about something that happened at work and I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry, I'm going to stop right now. Like, you don't need to hear about this. He's like, no, keep going. And like giving me actually good advice though is the thing. Not just like advice where I'm like, ah, fuck, I shouldn't have even vented to you about this because now I'm more annoyed than I was before. Do you know how you have those people in your life? Or I feel like for me in my relationships, it's usually like if I'm venting about something, they always give you the advice that you don't really want. Because
I think
you mostly
don't want advice. You're just like,
Well, right, exactly.
What
but everything
did
he says, you know, it's just
like
I don't,
what?
I mean, like, I feel like that might get too much into blowing up something that happened at work. But
but does he usually tell you to back up or go more aggressive?
I guess it's more maybe not advice in terms of like here's something actionable to do, but he'll just be like, look at it this way. Do you think the other person at work like could have been thinking this? And do you think you know? And I'm like, oh my God. So I guess that's a better way, maybe not advice, but just like.
Oh, really? Because Kyle says to me.
Let's reframe it.
Kyle says to me, do you want to fuck him? Well, all right.
My goodness. Yeah. My goodness.
Just thinking other people had thoughts, but.
My goodness.
Chelsea has a weekly live show, and it's coming back for season 2. What a delight with Chelsea White. Last season, Facebook Live. Now we're on Instagram Live.
We're moving on up.
Yeah. Bye, Facebook.
Yeah, fuck you, Facebook.
Have a great life.
You're all the
Join
same
my
company.
Data. Yeah, I know. That's just the truth.
Thank you, next. Right? It's a live weekly half-hour talk show. She talks about pop culture, the internet, her friends, family, her cats, her
You
tattoos.
Know what's happening in pop culture this week? I am going to the movies. Yes. I'm going to see... What am I going to see? What's the name of it again?
Hustlers.
Me too. Yes, this Friday, I'm going to see it before Keith, and we are going to yell at the screen with Aldo and Cole and other people, and hopefully Xerxes won't hate me after this.
You'll be kicked out. See, I don't think
you'll be kicked out.
You're acting like this is a horror movie or a Jackass movie where you could yell at the screen.
This is the dumbest fucking thing. J-Lo is a stripper. Very powerful. Gets back at the man with lots of devious things. She's so strong.
I bought tickets like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Things are sold out.
I know. That's why I got tickets 2 weeks ago.
I didn't know anybody knew about this.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I can't wait.
We would be in a theater by ourselves like we were with that, what's the redhead, I know who killed me thing. That was fun.
What's that?
Look into it, Lindsay Lohan.
Oh.
Role of a lifetime. Yes.
You're so confused about what this movie is. This is a real movie.
No.
This isn't... She thinks it's one of these Halloween things that you throw tomatoes at the screen. You know? Rocky Horror.
People put their blood, sweat, and tears into the Hustlers movie.
Nobody could be serious about that. Wait, are we being serious?
I don't know.
Are you watching this in sincerity?
Wait, watching Hustlers with sincerity? I'm watching it for a love of... fun popcorn movies. Yeah. I think I have a one notch up view of it than you do, but I don't think it's gonna like win an Oscar.
Do you think that you'll sit there and go, this is quality shit?
No, but I think I'll be entertained. Don't you just go to the movies? Like, I mean, like, I'm trying to even think of like a movie I saw recently that I don't know. I don't watch like interesting good shit that's gonna like be at Sundance. Like,
no,
I want to go to the movies to watch Hustlers.
But when J-Lo, she's going to look at the screen and say something, and I'm going to crack up. I just know it. Keith, come on. You think this is a real movie?
I think you're going to be arrested. Rotten Tomatoes, 90%. Oh. This is a real movie from critics.
But how did people see it already?
From critics.
Critics.
Oh, from critics. Come on. It's J-Lo. No. This isn't a real movie.
Okay.
You're
going to be arrested.
I think it's a real movie.
What?
I'm pretty sure.
Then what are we doing?
Right.
We're watching J-Lo be hot. And a stripper.
Fair, but...
And Cardi B's in it, and Lizzo's in it.
Okay, shit, fuck, Keith, I think you're right.
I know I'm right. And you're going opening weekend?
Hell yeah.
And people enjoy you yapping?
Ugh. Why is this a real movie? Is this what's happening in theaters?
Yeah, yeah. People watch them. All right, and that's the movie update. Kendra's in jail.
I can't go to jail.
I love that journey for you.
They're trying to throw her out, and she's like, it's not real. It's stupid.
She's screaming.
Like, this isn't, nobody put this together and said, this is going to be a film. You know what I mean? No. Andrew, yes or no? Taking it seriously? No, come on. What? No.
Not only will she be kicked out, I'm going to see it before her, I guarantee. So I don't know what she's talking about.
You're going to see this in sincerity.
Well, I don't know what that means. I'm not going to marry it. But yes, I will watch it in sincerity.
You're going to this movie going, I might enjoy this.
Look, I'm not buying Ms. Monopoly. I got to support somehow.
I don't understand. You're going to see this movie.
Yes, it's about... It
but
sounds
you watch like, movies for real.
It this sounds like it's about a strippers that get back at the men. That's exciting to
me. Yeah, exactly. I think you're
they drug them. They probably drug them. It's supposedly it's based on a true story. In fact, I know that the woman who came up with the story is suing that J-Lo stole her story. So if it's some kind of half a true story, that excites me.
Agreed. This isn't Showgirls.
This is what I'm thinking.
No, it's not Showgirls. Oh, wow. I can't wait to hear
what's
your
Showgirls
this
rotten,
movie.
What's Showgirls Rotten Tomatoes, Andrew?
Showgirls is this kind of art form. Like, yeah. Right? We're serious.
It's like the number one worst
But they
movie,
meant it.
Right?
They meant it.
Yeah,
we didn't
true.
Mean it.
That's true.
They didn't mean it.
No, they meant it.
I think they meant it. Showgirls, I think they meant it.
They
didn't
meant
they?
It. They weren't like, oh, this is going to be so funny that people are going to laugh at our movie.
Oh, I thought they meant it.
22% on Rotten Tomatoes for Showgirls.
Yeah, well, 22%. Wait until okay. Monday and we'll find out what this nonsense is.
Andrea, Google Showgirls. Did they mean it?
Oh, Kenda.
Oh, goodness. What is happening?
On Kenda's new spinoff show, What is a Movie? She discusses Hustlers. With one of the most famous singer actresses of our time.
This can't be real. So what? Beyonce had a movie like that. They meant it too, but it's wiped from the internet, isn't it? Isn't it?
Which one was that?
I don't remember. They erased my memory after I saw that movie. But it was. They meant it. The most famous fucking woman. Wow. No, Keith.
All right.
Can we compare it to the Beyonce one? With a little more budget?
No, because I've heard of Hustlers. This movie, nobody knows what you're talking about. It was in one theater one weekend.
I don't know how this is happening.
I'm gonna look that up.
You're getting got.
You're getting this, got.
No one's supposed to mean
I
it.
I think you're going to get got because you're going to just have the time of your life, but in the opposite way that you thought.
What are you defending?
You're going to be moved. You're going to be like, wow, these women really took control of their lives.
This is impossible, but you know, I can get swept up even with my attitude. It won't. My attitude will not block a good time. I know that. So if it is like a, I'm supposed to mean it, I'll mean it.
Right. See, I never understood when I complain about a movie, people go, Keith, how did you walk into the movie? And I'm like normal. I don't have a swagger, you know.
Sure.
I walk in, I sit down, the movie gives it to me.
Sure.
But apparently this is how people are watching movies. They got to know what mind to be in, if they're going to spit on the screen.
You can go in going like, this is goofy.
Sure, right.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Or but you still like, have to sit there and watch it.
That's funny.
It's entertaining in a different way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's interactive entertainment.
It is.
That's like almost 3D.
Kinda. You're dead wrong. So what are we doing?
Almost 3D. I'm imagining you at the movie theater just like tapping people on the shoulder beside you. Like, so wait, I don't get it. Do they mean it? What's happening? Are they serious right now?
I know they mean it because they spent a lot of money, but we're not supposed to.
This is going to be a fun weekend. We'll give you, you know what? We'll give you the dirt too on the last week on Keith and the Girl. That's going to be summing up the last 2 weeks because we didn't get to be with Bianca last weekend.
She's traveling.
Yeah, very exciting.
She's very international. I believe she's in LA.
Last week on Keith and the Girl is our VIP show, of course. It sums up the entire week. We'll be, of course, talking behind Chelsea's back this coming weekend as well. What was really happening? I saw on the forums, Appia started a thread saying, what guests do you want Keith and the Girl to have on again?
And so, I love this because they're like, whatever happened to so-and-so, they must be so mad at each other.
Right. They're in another country. But anyway, J. Crow 21 writes, was Bajames ever on the show? And he has to be talking about my pal Bajames, who we mentioned was on My Name is Keith, the drunk show I did. You fucking kidding me? What are you fucking asking me? So in that regard, he was on the show. In fact, I'll play a clip of that for you. We were talking about it with Dan Soder, so you'll hear. But that's in your VIP package. And
do people, do new people understand that you, in your drunken state, would have a show where you would get someone super drunk and then yell questions at them? This is your friend of at least a couple of decades.
Right.
Right? And he got I'm not going to even say who got the most sloshed, because it was terrifying. And you yelled questions at him and he threw up a little bit.
Well, he texted me. He happened to text me last night. Now, when you say friend, more an acquaintance, but he...
Somebody said, I think Dan asked you, like, how do you know him? And you were like, I don't fucking know.
Right. Mutual friends. As if that's an answer, right? Mutual to who? So anyway, he texted me yesterday. I've been doing Keith and the Girl for over almost 15 years. Hey, man, I listened to your show today. Sound quality is really good. Okay, that's what every artist wants to hear first. I thought about it today, and I'm sure it's a whole lot of work that I probably don't understand, and most likely, he's sober now, most likely could never be able to do something like that. It was good laughs. Just wanted to say respect.
First time ever?
Okay. In 15 years.
Okay, maybe you'll meet his kid someday. I don't know how guys get along. Maybe like this.
Maybe he'll meet his kid someday.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. So it's My Name is Keith, episode 8, called The Wife, and then in parentheses, are you kidding me? he thinks, like, so many people are walking around now doing this voice. Are you fucking kidding me? They have to be saying it to him. And he thinks it's like saying, how's it going? Right. You fucking kidding me? Hey, you fucking kidding me?
Well, this is, I like that you're playing this clip, because this is where, are you fucking kidding me, came from.
Yes.
Because I would think that you would be exaggerating about this guy's voice and how drunk he got. And then you listen to it and you're like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
Yeah. That's
so hilarious. When I mentioned VIP, go to keithandthegirl.com/VIP. If you're brand new, type in the coupon code DAD, D-A-D, and you're going to get to try it out for free. Last Week is on there. Kemda has her show, more serious interview style. It's called What's My Name? Then I did the drunk show, My Name is Keith. Andrea has her spinoff show. You can hear it on there. Everything's right there. And this will be there as well. All the different people we talked to drunk. Some of them ended up in different boroughs and didn't know how they got there at the end of the show. Very exciting stuff.
The Casey James Salingo one was really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the drunkest he's ever got. So if that's the measurement you want to know about,
right?
That's fucking deep.
So there you have it. Chelsea, it's always a pleasure. I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you guys.
She's mine, and I'm going to fight you for her on Last Week on Keith and the Girl. Goodbye.
Turns out my new show, My Name is Keith, is a hit. Here's the description. But James Cartwright slurs about the wife he abhors and everything that entails. He drunkenly shares it all, from the day he heard about the accidental pregnancy while he was on acid, to his current odd living arrangement with his wife, their aggressive public interactions, and how he deals with it all. Hint, lots of booze. And it was such a mess. It's a spinoff show that I do, of course, on Keith and the Girl VIP. I didn't know if what was recorded would be usable. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, you know what?
I understand what you meant, because in hearing a little bit of the audio, which we're about to, the guy sounds like how we make fun of drunken people.
Yeah.
You know, like, what do you mean?
Marble mouth?
Is that a question?
I get it.
Do you get it?
I get it.
I'm like, you motherfucker, this is an interview!
What?
I already paid for the booze, I paid for the car, and I took the night off to do this. This is getting done. Answer the fucking question.
I forgot that this was your show where you just get people drunk at your house.
Yeah.
And I'm talking drunk, but I'm actually burping.
Hot.
I have acid reflux.
So when you fall off the wagon, give me a call. Dude, never got this done in time.
If I fall off the wagon, first off, good luck finding me. I'm going to be in like Providence, Rhode Island at a Red Roof Inn.
And not deliberately.
No, I'll just wind up there.
This is going to be like a bunch of your friends just going back and finding hints. Okay, Providence. Okay,
cool. He said it on Keith and the Girls. Yeah, probably there. Okay,
all right.
Stereo Kill writes, wow, what a mess. Between this episode and Kunda's Iraq War, What's My Name? Both of them just as heavy, you ask me. The spinoff shows are really taking it to the next level. Earl Duke says, they made it to the next level long ago. Are you implying there's a level beyond the previous threshold? We had McNally. We had Jess Wood. Could Keith and the Girl possibly get better than the best ever? How sweet. Dean from Australia, a nurse. And in Australia, nurses are serious, not like jokes in America. And so I thought maybe he'd be like, wow, Keith, you're a fucking asshole doing this show. He says, my bottom jaw has been on the floor for the entire hour. That upchuck was worth the repeat listen. He had a little accident.
Ugh.
Only because I'm sure he sprayed the entire studio gear. Well, it ended up okay. Here's a little clip just to let people understand what's happening. It's my name is Keith, number 8, the wife, and then parentheses. Are you kidding me? How did you two meet? We covered. You have the same birthday. What is the cool?
Who two meet? What are you talking about?
What's that? How did? Stop it now. This is a real question. When I say how did you two meet?
I'm not fighting you.
Okay, take it in. Remember, we're friends.
It's like a homeless.
How did you two meet? Who do you think I'm talking about?
How did we meet?
Who's we?
Me and you.
Okay, when I say, how did you two meet? Who do you think I'm talking about?
I think it's me and you.
Yeah? Who else could it be? Let's say it's not that. How did you two meet? Now, who could it be?
Let's say it's not that.
How could it be?
Let's say it's not that.
Let's say it's not that. Like Bruce Lee? Like, who do you think? How did you two meet?
I mean, Bruce Lee. How did me and Bruce Lee meet?
Yes, you and your wife, and you know it. You really have her knocked
just
out of your mind.
Just fucking say it. Don't be a fucking dick about it. Just fucking say
it. I thought
it
was clear. I started talking.
Just say, oh, how did you and your wife meet? Don't be a fucking dick about it.
Okay. What is the nicest, coolest thing she's ever done for you?
What is the nicest, coolest
thing? Your wife. Excuse me. Let me rephrase. What is the nicest, coolest thing your wife has ever done for you?
She's never done anything good for me.
When is the last time you and your wife had sexual relations of any kind?
2 days ago.
So what? How does that get started?
I jerked off on her.
No, really? Did you?
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Yeah, come on, be serious.
No, I'm serious.
So what? How do you do it?
What do you mean?
How do you do it? Is she sleeping? Are you standing over the bed?
No, she was totally awake. She was researching something on the bed or something. I don't know what she was.
Right.
She got the iPad. She's looking at something.
And you lay beside her and masturbate?
Yeah, I just jerked off and I spit on my fucking cock and then,
right.
You know, I put it in a little bit, you know.
What do you mean you put it in? You put it in her pussy a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
And she doesn't care.
Yeah, she doesn't give a shit.
If you really start fucking her, would she be like, not now?
What?
You put your dick in her pussy a little bit.
I'm sorry. Yes, I put my dick inside of my wife, who doesn't give a shit one way or the other. There's a dick inside of her or not. She really doesn't care.
She never says
it's
stop.
It's fucking great for me. It's fucking great.
Could you really fuck her anytime? Like, you guys...
I can't fuck her anytime.
But sometimes...
she's a woman. She's fucking crazy. Are you kidding me?
Right. But sometimes at night, like, I'm just going to start sticking in. She's like, okay, I'll be on the iPad.
I try to find that out, you know?
Right.
I try to look for that.
6 years. Do you know when now?
What
days are good, what days are bad, or she's like, stop it, asshole.
Of course.
I already showered. Stop it. Is that familiar?
I don't give a shit.
There you go.
Wow.
You fucking kidding me?
Whoa, whatever. That's the way you're talking about.
That's
a... That's tricky.
Did you ask me a question? Did you ask me a question? Why can't I do kids? We found this ask me a question.
I got super dick.
Yeah, fuck you, man.
I jerk off on her. Who jerks off on their wife? Well, I don't know. I've never been married.
KeithandTheGirl.com